Metro North suffers from a deficient safety culture, so say federal regulators who came out with a critical report today on the commuter railroad that followed a series of accidents over the past year. WNYC's Matthew Sherman explains how punctuality became more important than safety.
The meetings of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority generally begin with a series of reports from its different branches, subways and buses, bridges and tunnels, and also the commuter train systems.
Jim, Metro North, I know you're going to give your on-time performance, so you might as well do it now.
Metro North's on-time performance was so good that it almost became a joke. In this meeting from 2009, Jim Sador, a commissioner from Dutchess County, delivered the good news.
Our on-time performance for the month of August was 97.6%.
97.6%. That was 4 or 5 percentage points higher than the typical on-time performance for the rival Long Island Railroad. Mitch Pally is another board member who represents Nassau County. He said Metro North was very proud of its numbers.
Metro North used, and understandably so, its on-time performance standards and its results as a way to tell the people living in, you know, where the trains run, that we are an efficient and well-run system.
It showed that the railroad cared about its customers. It wanted to get people to work and back home on time. But it also had far-reaching implications for the real estate market in areas that Metro North serves, such as Westchester County.
Somebody making a location factor as to where they want to live is going to look at how efficient is the railroad.
But that point of pride appeared to become Metro North's Achilles heel. A report by the Federal Railroad Administration found that Metro North's focus on punctuality came at a cost to safety. For example, Administrator Joe Sabo says railroads are supposed to do regular testing of stop signals and operational speeds.
And because of concerns to delays to train on the main line, they were not doing that efficiency testing on the main line.
The accidents over the past year, including one as recent as this week, also came at a cost to employee morale. That's what Anat Lechner thinks. She's a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business.
I would not be feeling very proud belonging to an organization that because of some level of carelessness, people lost their lives. People that trusted us with their lives lost lives. I think it's traumatic.
But that trauma, she says, can be used to send a message that could be helpful in changing the organization's culture.
So you start a campaign that says, never again.
The former head of Metro North stepped down earlier this year, a few weeks after a fatal crash in the Bronx. The new chief, Joseph Gilletti, says he agrees with the federal safety report and the need to change Metro North's culture. He says it will take some time, but that every problem can and will be fixed. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.